This is a very, very complex subject. It has many levels. It has opinions from one end of the yardstick to the other. And the subject itself almost sounds like science fiction, okay? Let me give you a brief description of what I think Planet X is
okay.
and what it's not. I believe that Planet X is actually a spent brown dwarf star. I think that it's at least the size of Saturn, but probably much more massive. And I believe that it's a celestial body that is connected to our solar system, very much like Zechariah Sitchin suggests, with an elongated orbit. I'll get into that a little bit more. But this particular subject is little understood and not very much accepted by most modern-day astronomers. Here's my hypothesis.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I believe that we have to examine this hypothesis concerning X's next return through the solar system by going back to biblical scripture and biblical prophecy to begin with. But let's talk about its orbit. I believe that X's extended orbit, approximately every 3,600 to 4,000 years, first passes through the solar system, then back out again, suggesting that X's destructive cycle, George, occurs in two distinct phases. This first phase begins with X's initial pass-through, I believe, around the month of either September or October of 2009.
Right.
And then separated by 3 years until its second phase, wherein it makes its second pass through the solar system in 2012.
2012, isn't that interesting?
We're right back on that magical marker point in time.
Now, let's talk about for just a second, Jason, and we'll get back into this, but would you explain to everybody a brown dwarf star?
Okay. A brown dwarf star is simply a luminary body that failed to ignite like our sun did. Now, that's a very simple explanation. But if I tried to get more technical, you know, we'd get lost in detail. Basically, it has mass, it has heat, it does not have the kind of color. That's why they call them brown dwarfs. They're like a muddy red. And that's why on the cover of our book, by the way, I'll tell you about the artist who did that also. He's very famous.
Oh, sure.
We depicted a sun that appears to be in the throes of trying to ignite.
Okay. Now, when you say it has heat, intense heat, maybe not like the sun, but hotter than, let's say, Earth?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But one of the reasons that they can't detect this particular body is because the range of light that it gives off is not easily detected that far away in space. And I also believe that it's coming in from the southern quadrant and therefore coming in from behind the sun. This orbit, let me go into this orbit just a little bit. This orbit is greatly elongated. Imagine if you had a large rubber band and you took a finger on each end of the rubber band and pulled it apart. Its natural shape would be what? Elliptical, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. Now imagine if you could superimpose this huge rubber band over the entire solar system and you could see the detailed line of its trajectory, it would be going out to one side in a very, very, very long, graceful arc. And at some point, it reaches its end, it makes its turn, and it comes racing back toward our solar system. Now, in 2009, I believe that this brown dwarf sun, which, by the way, I also believe is a sister sun to our sun that we see every day
okay.
when we wake up in the morning.
Well, there are some who believe that we have a binary star system.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And some of the ancient Sumerian cosmology and much of the information that we were able to find, by the way, we have over 2,000 references in our book, by the way. So if anyone's wondering where we got our facts and information from, of course, we invite the reader to check out at the back of each chapter. Okay. So as it comes in the first time, its mass, its weight, its gravitational field will cause all of the planets to be slightly disrupted, as well as affecting our central sun. And what happens is that its mass goes into opposition to the mass and the gravitational field of the other planets in our solar system. And basically what happens is everybody gets shook up a little bit. Now, we do know that NASA has officially announced that there seems to be apparent heating up of all the other planets in our solar system.
And they don't understand why.
It's so simple. The two magnets things. Okay, how often as a child did you have two magnets, and when you put them in close opposition, they did one of two things? They either pushed themselves apart, or they were instantly attracted toward each other, thus going click. Okay. If you had these two magnets and assume that these huge celestial bodies, the planets in our solar system, act like magnets to one another, if they come in opposition to each other's gravitational field, what happens is it either repels them or it excites them. And I believe that the mass that Planet X, which is actually a brown dwarf star, represents, has been affecting the center core portion of our sun and causing it to spin faster and also to cause excitation of its surface features. We do know that sunspots are up. You know, we're coming into a solar max in 2011.
Right. Well, also, I find it fascinating that you talk about a 3,600-year elliptical orbit, and so does Zachariah Sitchin with his planet X, his Nibiru planet.
Yes, exactly. Now, and I'm.
Are we talking about two separate objects or just one here?
Well, if I was to really tell you where I think Nibiru is at this point, okay, why don't we do that? This is go for it, right, sir?
This is go for it, Jason.
All right.
We've got 3 hours of go for it.
I think that Sitchin was right smack on target. Describing Planet X as a planet, Nibiru. However, I don't think that it equates with Wormwood, which I believe is the brown dwarf star, which I choose to call Planet X.
Okay.
Nibiru has a name. It's Nibiru.
Right.
If Planet X doesn't have a name, and no one seems to know exactly what it is, then I'm going to assume that we can say that Planet X is, in fact, our brown dwarf star.
Okay, that's interesting, because Sitchin never called Nibiru Planet X.
No, he never did.
Other people made that assumption that it was Planet X. So basically what you're saying, Dr. Rand, is that it's possible that there's Nibiru in our solar system on that same kind of orbit, basically, as this Planet X, which you believe is a brown dwarf star.
And now, can I tell you where I think Nibiru has been hiding
sure.
all these years? I think it's in tow behind Planet X or our brown dwarf star, and I'll tell you why. According to Sitchin's work, the ETs, the Nephilim, they come about around here almost exactly every 36 to 4,000 years. At least that was my understanding of what he was writing about.
Well, that's pretty close.
In close proximity to our planet, and that could explain their visits.